Okay, so today we're going to continue our discussion on famous responsa. We're going to study this responsa by the Truma Sadeshin Siman Aleph about davening Mara before Plag Mincha. You know, the very first Siman, the Truma Sadeshin, who is the Truma Sadeshin? Rav Yisrael Isserlin. He lived between 1390 and 1460 in Austria, and he wrote this set of tshuvos called Truma Sadeshin. He was a major source for the halachic work that the Rama wrote as his gloss on the Shulchan Aruch and many of the halachos. So the Rama actually cites the Truma Sadeshin. So it's a very influential Rishon, one of the later Rishonim, later Ashkenazi Rishonim. In this first Shela, he describes a certain fascinating, unusual practice. He writes, Barova kilos nogim biyomim arukim, bimei hakaitz likros kriyat shema shel arvis lispalo tfilos arvis, Gimel Odal Chosim Neitzakochavim. In many communities, there's a custom in the long days in the summer months to recite Kriyat Shema, the evening Kriyat Shema, to daven Mariv 3 or 4 hours before nightfall. And he wants to know, Yeshum Yishuv Otam Leminagze, is there some justification or reason for this custom? Ki Gam Harbe Tamichamim Im Hamon Im. Because many people, including Torah scholars, follow this practice. So what do you do? Let's say there's a practice that Jewish people are engaged in, which seems to be against halacha. So what will a posek do? A posek will very often try to justify that practice. Is there a way to justify the practice halachically? He tries. He begins his tshuva by saying, "Ein biyadenu klal limso yishuv etam l'mashenogu l'haktiim kol kach zman gadol gimel dal shos." He says, "We don't really have a way to justify this practice of reciting Kriyat Shema 3 or 4 hours before nightfall." He first mentioned that Rabbeinu Tam writes that we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that from Plag Mincha it's considered night. So maybe the earliest you can start Mariv is Plag Mincha. So like an hour and a quarter, 1 1/4 halachic hours before nightfall. So in the summer months, that maybe it's an hour and a half before night, but not 3 or 4 hours. And then he writes, Bimei Chorfi, in the days of my youth, I saw there was a Tosvos in Brachos that wanted to suggest that maybe when the days, in the summer days, that the days are long, that basically we just divide everything up into 12 hours. We say that there are, let's say the day begins at 6 a.m., the day ends at 6 p.m. Even if the day, even if, let's say, sunset or nightfall is 7:30, 8 or 9 o'clock, we're always going to have 12 hours of day, let's say from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So maybe this can account for reciting Marav early before what we call Plag. But he said there's no real justification for this. And what's fascinating is that he tries to find justification for reciting Kriyat Shema before Plag Mincha. And he says, Al Kain Nira De'en Liyashiv Klal B'Tamuz Svaros HaTamud. There's no justification for this practice to recite Mariv 3 or 4 hours before nightfall. So you would think that, well, therefore, if you can't justify the practice, so then he would say that this is a bad practice. But that's not what he says. He says, El Yesh Lomar Shem Minang Nishtaveva de Tashut Koach, Yarda Lolam, Rav Hamon, Tevim, Ravim, Lechol Biom Gadol, Biyamim Arokim. How did the practice start? Probably that people were weak, and people were tired, and people were hungry, and they wanted to eat while it was still daytime in the long days. Vim Hayu Ochlim Kodem Mincha, Hayu Shohim Bachila Vishtia, Voyevo Klala Besak Neses. Let's say people would start eating. They'd eat their dinner at, let's say, I don't know, let's make a time up, 6 p.m. They wouldn't come to shul afterwards to daven mincha marav by shkia, by sunset, or even by plug. Umehai taimam, because of this reason, asru kama gonim afilu suda ketana, samach lemincha gedola. For this reason, many gaonim forbade even having a small meal before davening mincha gedola, because once you start your meal, you're not going to come back and daven. V'im kein lo v'shaper dami klal lis'od tamid kodem tfilas. So in any case, mitoch kach lo hayakoch le tamid chamim lifrosh hamon ami lispal tefilas arvis to grow shema b'odiyam gadol. And therefore, the Talmid Chacham did not have the strength to convince the people not to daven marav while it was still daytime. In other words, let's say it's 5 o'clock. So 5 o'clock, they can get the people to daven mincha and marav together. Then they'd go home and have dinner. If you would say, don't come back until 7 p.m. or 7:30 or 8 p.m., because that's when Mincha and Marv is. So Mincha and Marv are, and let's say at 7 o'clock, let's say plugs at 7. So say, come back, eat dinner, and come back at 7. Nobody's coming back. So basically, he said, let's say dinner for us is, we eat at 6 p.m. So if you make Mincha Marv at 7 p.m., no one's coming back. So therefore, the people said, you know what we'll do? We want to eat dinner at 6 p.m. Let's daven Mincha Marv at 5 p.m. And the Talmid Chachamim would not be able to persuade the people from davening Marv that early. So maybe you would say, okay, they weren't able to stop that. So, but it doesn't mean you should daven Marv then. In other words, what are we saying here? Marav has to be at nighttime. So people are davening before nighttime or even before plag. It's a nothing. It doesn't count at all. So okay, you can't convince the people to daven Marav later. But you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema if you daven before plag. Nevertheless, the Truma Sadeshin writes that there's precedent for this. He said, "Duchi agad nashkan afilu bedoros harishonim b'mei Rav Haigon, kedisa ba'ashri b'reish." Brachos. Apparently, in Maseches Brachos, the Ashri cites in the days of Rav Haigon that people were reciting Marav before Plag. And he cites also in the days of the Riva, that's found in the Hagos Mamonios, that people were davening, reciting Kriyat Shema, at the nighttime Kriyat Shema, early as well, and no one stopped them. And then he also writes that in the town of Krimj, that they were davening Marav also on Erev Shabbos when it was still daytime. So much so that he writes, "Shehaya Rav Yir Shai Migdolim Hakadmonim Hu V'Chol Tuvei Akal Imo Hochu L'Tayel Achar Achila Shel Suta Shabbos Al Sfas Hanahar Dunai Vayuchozin L'Bateim Kodim Alayla." Apparently, they davened Marav so early on Erev Shabbos that the rabbi of the town and some other leaders, they would, after they would daven, well, it's still daytime, they would have their Shabbos meal, and they would go on a tiyul. They'd go by the river, the banks of the river Dunai, and then they return to their homes before night. And also he writes that it was also written in the names of some gedolim that they would daven Marv early as well. So he writes, Bikol Halin Mashma de Mikodem Hoya. So apparently there's precedent that great rabbis before him were lenient with this. And he then says, well, we know that when it comes to Marav, we're lenient with Tosos rights, you're lenient to do Trekula Desatri Adadi Batfila. So he says that, right, you're supposed to daven Mincha in one Zman, and Marv in another's month. So if you daven Mincha before Plag, daven Marv after Plag. You daven Mincha before Shkia, daven Marv after Shkia. However, Tosas writes that sometimes they had the practice of reciting Mincha Marv at the same Zman, and that was okay. And also by Kriyat Shema, according to Rashi, we fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema when we recite Kriyat Shema Lamita. So based on this, he says, Nira dafilo tamin chacham im hu betzibor shemakdim lispala velikwa shema b'yamim harukim. He says that even a Talmid Chacham, if he's with a community that they daven Marv early and they recite Kriyat Shema early on the long days, he can't stop them from davening Mincha Marv later. He doesn't have to separate for them. He davens with them and he's yotze with this. And he says, if he's someone who's always known to engage and be "quote unquote holier," and always engage in being especially pious, so then he can daven the right zman. What's so fascinating He says, the Trumas HaDeshen cannot find any justification whatsoever for davening Maariv before Plag Mincha. Nevertheless, because there is precedent of Gedolim who, before him, who engage in this practice, he thinks that not only could you engage in this practice, but even Talmidei Chachamim should not separate from the tzibur, from the community, and daven unless they're known to be very saintly. And it's fascinating. What do you do if you're a posek and you find that your community is engaged in a practice that doesn't seem to fit within, doesn't seem to be halachically sound? So some poskim might say, I don't care what current practice is. If that's not the halacha as seen in the Gemara and the Rishonim, so we're not going to follow that halacha. Others will try to justify that practice. They might say, it doesn't seem this way from the Gemara and the Rishonim that we should practice this way, but let's try to be Malamitzchus, let's try to find the rationale. But Trumas HaDeshen is going even further. He cannot even find the rationale to justify the practice that he sees about people who are with davening before Plag Mincha, and yet, he says, because there is precedent to doing this, there have been great rabbis before him who've done it, he says, you can do it. Even if he doesn't find an exact reason for this. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf, Zayin Amud Beis, speaks about a case where the tzibur thought that it was dark because it was very cloudy, and they davened Maariv on Motzei Shabbos, and they thought it was already Motzei Shabbos because it got very cloudy. And after they davened Maariv, so then the clouds scattered and the sun began to shine. And they asked Rabbi, what should we do? And Rabbi said, no, since you already davened, you davened. And why? Because it's the tzibur. So maybe you could argue again for the tzibur, so we could be more lenient to daven earlier. The problem with this, with applying this this principle in the Gemara to our situation, is that the Gemara in Brachos is talking about where the tzibur made a mistake. What we're trying to suggest is maybe lechatchila, if you can't convince the tzibur to daven after plag, then lechatchila they can daven before plag, and it's not an issue of mistake. We're telling them you can do it, or we're not stopping them, and even Talmud Chacham is doing it. So I'm not sure if that's the best precedent. You know, the Aruch HaShulchan actually, the question was this practice adopted? So the Aruch HaShulchan actually cites the Trumas HaDeshen in Siman Reish Samech Tes, sorry, in Reish Samech Gimel Saif Yud Tes. He cites the Trumas HaDeshen about some davening Mara about 3 hours before nightfall and accepting Shabbos early. And someone told me that this was done actually in Frankfurt in the summers nowadays. People do it in Frankfurt. They daven Maariv before Plag. Is there any justification for this? And second of all, do people actually follow the Trumas HaDeshen? So the Pnei Yoshua in Meseches Brachos, that Beis Amud Aleph, he writes that the custom in Vermeis and Worms was to fast on Rosh Chodesh Sivan for the Crusades. And they would fast on Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Mincha. Then they would eat and they would daven Maariv and Shul. And then if it would fall on an Erev Shabbos, then they would daven Mincha. And then about 3 hours after Chatzos, then they would daven Maariv and then eat and have Kiddush. And again, this would be based on the Trumas HaDeshen. They'd be daven Maariv and eat their Shabbos meal and recite Kiddush way before Plag. And this is based on the Trumas HaDeshen. And he does provide some justifications. The most powerful argument that he makes is that we know that the tefillos are based on the time of the tefillos is based on the time of the korbanos. So tefillah shacharis, when can you daven shacharis? So whenever the korban tamid shel shachar can be brought. When can you daven mincha? Whenever the korban tamid shel ben arbaim can be brought. When can you daven maariv? So he wants to argue that maariv is based on the hekter chalom vevarim, when you can start burning the fats in the limbs. So the truth is, you can actually burn the fats in the limbs after 7.5 hours in the day. So he wants to argue that, so this might be the precedent to daven maariv early. He also points out in the Yerushalmi, we call mincha chashecha. So there is maybe some justification for this. So first of all, I was told that Rav Eliezer Silver one of the early great rabbis in America in the beginning of the 20th century, leader of the Agudas HaRabbanim. So he passed like this for the Orthodox Home of the Aged in Cincinnati. And he allowed them to daven Marav before Plag Mincha in the summer when many residents were already preparing for bed. So he allowed them to daven Marav earlier, except Shabbos, make Kiddush, and have their Suda all before Plag Mincha, all before 7:30. Someone else pointed out that Rav Gdari Dov Schwartz, similarly Paskin, when it came to residents in a nursing home in Chicago, when, based on the Trumas HaDeshen, that they would daven Marav and accept Shabbos 3 to 4 hours before, or maybe not three, a number of hours before nightfall, before Plag Mincha, based on this Trumas HaDeshen. So again, what's fascinating is, again, so it's a fascinating halacha, and it's been accepted, again, under pressing circumstances in some communities, to daven Marav, to accept Shabbos, even before Plag Mincha. It's not the standard view, not the same perspective. Old age home, so maybe that's when it's accepted. Someone told me in some communities, again, there's some communities who feel no one's going to come back to daven Marav, so there might be justification as well. But what's fascinating also is the Trumas HaDeshen. He doesn't find a svara any reason whatsoever, but he feels so compelled by the fact that Klal Yisrael has been doing it. He doesn't see a reason for it. But since Klal Yisrael, number of stories of great rabbis and great communities where they allowed this practice to continue, so he said, I don't understand why, but because it's been done, so we will justify this practice.